Mr. Chairman, Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased and honored to attend this important World Summit on Food Security. On behalf of the government of the Kingdom of Thailand, we are gathered here with a common great concern of the negative trend of the world food security, and to once again underscore our strong political view to collectively reverse it. I wish to share with you my view and to ensure Thailand's commitment and contribution to fulfill the target of the MDG1. Our task ahead is the most challenging one. We have to do more than what we have done with the past. The arrangement of this World Summit will be meaningless if word cannot be translated into action. In this regard, we appreciate FAO's efforts in organizing several pre-submit events and roundtables, which provide the input in different perspectives for the realization of the submit declaration. The Agri Declaration provides key principles and guidelines to effectively tackle the downward trend of food security. Thailand welcomes to the warm of the Committee of Food Security and its expand role to advance the global partnership of agriculture, food security, and nutrition with the inclusion of all stakeholders. Excellency, to ensure food security at the local and international levels, the Royal Thai Government adopts the sufficiency economy philosophy initiated by His Majesty King Bhumibol as a middle-path approach towards sustainable development. One of the applications of this philosophy is the new theory of farming, which introduced a new way for smallholders to effectively manage their land and water resources with minimal reliance on external farm input. This method of farming enables small farmers to produce sufficient staple foods and many other kinds of food for their year-round household consumption and for sale if there is a surplus. This approach would help eradicate rural poverty throughout the kingdom. On agricultural trade policy, Thailand supports free trade and is not in favor of any type of trade barrier. The WTO mechanism with the vesting conclusion of the Doha Round is key to enable developing countries to benefit of trade in a way that will boost their food security-oriented development. At the regional level, the ASEAN Food Security Information System was established to assess food security situation in Southeast Asia. Moreover, the ASEAN Plus 3 Emergency Rice Reserve is to be established after the successful operation of the East Asia Emergency Rice Reserve pilot project. This will be the regional permanent mechanism for rice stockpiling and release in the time of emergency, which can contribute to global endeavor towards global food security. Excellency, last but not least, we would like to reiterate that Thailand stands ready to take part in any actions toward world food security. We are determined to do our best to support in international cooperation in agricultural development and other related areas. We do hope that the outcome of this World Summit will be meaningful with strong political view of every country across the world to collectively attain our common and noble goals. Thank you for your kind attention.